Have you heard about this city-sized meteor and its potential of hitting the Earth in the year 2032? Because I think I've seen way too many videos and news stories on it, and many of you in the last week have said, Melissa, why haven't you covered this? Well, I heard you. I heard you, and we are bringing our science guru on the show, David Mestre, to talk about the chances of this city killer asteroid hitting the Earth, in less than 10 years. Hello to you, David Mestre, and what are the chances of this city-sized asteroid actually, making contact with us?
Yeah, well, so the asteroid has a name. It's not an official name, but it's the name that we use to designate it because it was discovered in 2024. So it's called 2024 YR4. I know it doesn't sound scary
it's
or
super
dangerous.
Compelling.
You know, 2024
Very
YR4.
Creative.
I know, it's like really, it's like I'm terrified. I'm shaking my boots here.
Right.
So what happened? So what happened is that when it was discovered, it was discovered by a telescope that monitors monitors the sky for potentially hazardous objects and near-Earth asteroids. And so when it was discovered, its preliminary orbit was shared with the Minor Planet Center, and this is actually a clearinghouse in Cambridge, Massachusetts, when any new observations of asteroids comes and they send them there. So when they start sending this information there and preliminary calculations are done on its orbit, and this is where it got really interesting. And these were just very rough calculations, just very, a couple of different observations were made.
Sure.
This actually alerted a lot of people because they were required to tell people that this could be really a dangerous asteroid. So first, what told these people that were monitoring these asteroids that we have to report this was, one, its size. And so this object, 2024 YR4, is anywhere between 130 and 300 feet. So imagine something about the size of a New York City block. Okay, so that's big.
That's
so
big.
That's big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
So check one. We check that box. Okay. Oh, it's big. It could be dangerous. The second thing that really got everybody's attention, and this is where the media really started to kind of cling to the story, was that the preliminary calculations showed that there was a 1% chance. Actually, it was like a 1.5% chance that we would get hit by this asteroid in the year 2032.
Yeah, I saw that. And then there were reports of it might be closer to 3%. I mean, it was,
right,
I'm telling
yes.
you right now, David Mestre, and you know I love chatting with you, but I thought to myself, okay, I mean, so yeah, we project things like this all the time. The amount of emails I got that was like, Melissa, you are failing us. And I thought to myself, all right, maybe I'm missing something, but I looked at the mainstream media and I'm like, guys, come on. So that's why I thought, you know what, maybe I've got the story wrong. Let me just check with David Mestre because he'll tell it to us straight. So I want to make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth, though, David. So what is, I guess, in your professional opinion, the likelihood at this point of a city, I mean, it's being called, like I said, a city killer asteroid. That's what the category it's in. I mean, what is the likelihood of this hitting? And even if it were to, can we project, for example, where it's going to land so we could be like, hey, everyone clear that block in New York City. Don't be anywhere near it. Like, are we able to project where it's landing so we could be like, everybody clear out, let's evacuate so no one at least gets hurt?
Excellent. So those are both very good questions.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So the second question, what kind of damage could it do? So, there's a saying that it's not the heat, it's the humidity. For an asteroid like this, it's not the mass, it's the kinetic energy.
Ooh.
And so, so because of its size, and we estimated impact speed about 38,000 miles per hour, we think what will happen is that it's coming in so fast that it will actually burn up really quickly in the atmosphere. We call it an air burst.
Oh.
So it's actually not going to hit the ground, but it's going to just create a blast wave as it disintegrates in the atmosphere. Now, that's still bad.
Yeah.
That's still pretty bad. So what would probably happen is that if it's on the larger size, say the 300-foot size asteroid, it would definitely knock down a bunch of buildings. And then within, a radius around that blast zone, you would probably see just about every window in those cities shattered.
So, wow.
So it would be really big.
Okay.
And that's because we have an atmosphere. So that's sort of like the answer to the first question. If it were to hit the water, if it were an air burst over the water, we probably wouldn't even know it happened.
Okay.
And it wouldn't even cause like a major, like a tsunami or anything like that. So that we wouldn't have to worry about. So it's lucky that we have an atmosphere, that protective blanket of air.
Yeah.
That does a lot of things, not least of which is actually mitigate the damage that could be done by these impactors. So that's the answer to the second question. The first question is what are the chances?
Well,
So if you were monitoring the Sentry page, so there's actually a NASA webpage where if you're at all squeamish, I wouldn't go to that page, because what happens is it has actually a list of all these potentially hazardous asteroids and their probabilities, and it's kind of like watching the stock market. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes
down.
Yeah,
why stress yourself out? There's just no. I'm not going to link that to our website, just so you know, everyone. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to bring your anxiety levels higher than they need to be. Good grief.
That's right. Yes, especially if you're like, you know, homebound and you've got plenty of time.
Yeah. No. We're not going to do that. No, I will not do that to any of you. No.
Yes. So in answer to the main question is what are the chances? So the important thing is this is a lesson in how science works. And so at its first discovery in December, these alerts were sent to all these different agencies. You know, NASA was one of those agencies, but we also have to send warnings to mission planning advisory groups. So these are people that are planning space missions. Do we need to know if this thing is going to be dangerous for a potential space mission? And last of which, we actually have to send this to the UN, the United Nations. They actually have a special group, an advisory group, and an office called the Office of Outer Space Affairs. The Office of Space Affairs. So we actually have to tell them by charter if we notice that there's a potentially hazardous asteroid. And so what that also does is allows more telescopes to make observations. And this is what's so remarkable about this network of partners and telescopes. This allows us to actually refine the orbit. In fact, you know, we have asteroids that we've observed decades ago. We're still making observations of those asteroids, and we're still refining those orbits as well. And so based on just a couple days ago, it looks like it went from 1.5%. It went as high. This is where we get really upset. It went as high as 3% at one time.
Yes,
so,
I saw that.
So that was kind of scary. So now I can officially say, currently, the chances of this asteroid, 2024 YR4, hitting the Earth in 2032, will be. Are you ready?
I'm ready. No, I am.
Yes, it is 0.001. 7%.
Well, you know, the risk assessment just kept on climbing for this city killer asteroid, is the nickname it's been given, all the way up to about 3.1% late last week. But the most recent projections now say it's some 0.004% chance of it hitting us in the year 2032. And David Mestre, our science guru, is here. And I think it begs the question, David, why in the world would we even create such a frenzy around something that now is being projected to basically be insignificant?
Yeah, and I think the frenzy came about because when we were making the early calculations, and these early calculations are reported, for the first time in anybody's memory, these calculations showed an impact that was greater than about 1%. And that caught everybody's attention because we had never seen that before. That being said, every one of these warnings had a caveat that we're still making observations, that we're still collecting more data, we still need more telescopes. And that kind of triggered a lot of you know, scientific inquiry, because, hey, if this thing is 1%, we really have to know more about this orbit. We even had the James Webb Telescope. This is like the largest space telescope like ever built. I mean, this thing is the most complicated piece of space equipment, I think, that's been put up into space. And even that telescope, with its limited amount of time and very competitive, time schedule for using that telescope, even that telescope was used to make observations of 2024 YR4. And so, one, the media interest is valid, because this is really kind of historic. If this still proves to be true, that this city killer and its impact, that impact percentage is about that high, that would be unprecedented. But I think what it also tells us is that this is kind of how science works. Mm. And science gets better and better information and is able to make better and better statements based on that information as it makes more and more observations. So this is just kind of how the system works. And I know for the public, it just kind of seems like, oh my gosh, you just gave me a heart attack.
No kidding, David Mastry.
We legit did. But it's also just, hey, the system is working, and we have partners all around the world. We have even international partners.
That's true. That's true. I like the glass half full. Okay, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Now, here's my question, David Mastry. We're talking about 7 years away. Okay, we're projecting for 2032, right? And right now, even at a 0.004 percentage, whatever it may be, that I guess could change, right? I mean, it could change, right? So here's my question, and don't make fun of me. Could we ever change the trajectory of where that asteroid hits? And why I ask that is because you said if it goes over an ocean, essentially no one gets affected. Nothing happens, essentially.
Sure.
Is there a way, have we figured out a way to kind of redirect where an asteroid hits?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Thank you. I'm crushing it today. I tell you, David. Thank you so much. Wow, thank you.
So NASA has been thinking along your lines for decades. And so what happens is that you're right. The entire planetary defense system that we have relies on two things.
Mm.
One is early detection. And so that's why we have all these telescopes, and that's why we're reporting anytime we see a new asteroid that we've discovered. So far we've got there's about almost 40,000 of these asteroids that are considered near-Earth asteroids. So these guys cross our orbits all the time. So it's kind of like we're at a little bit of a gallery here,
Great.
Are they going to hit us? Not going to hit us? I don't know. What's going to happen? Some of those are still yet to be discovered, and that's why we still have these telescopes. So one is early detection. So we want to make sure that we get as much information about these orbits so that we can prepare and plan and get ready for the next step is if it is going to hit us, so that we have some absolute certainty that we are going to get hit by something, we can mitigate any kind of damage. And one of the ways that we can do this is all we need to do is just change its orbit, just change the orbit so slightly that we can turn it from an impactor to just, it was a near miss. We were lucky.
Okay.
And so there was actually a mission that was launched, I want to say it was probably around 2022. It was called the DART mission. And basically what it was we're going to send a piece of hardware to an asteroid, and we're just going to just knock it. We're just going to hit it. And so that happened. We actually hit an asteroid with an impactor.
Wow.
And then afterwards, we monitored and made observations of that orbit, and what we discovered is that we, humanity, literally changed the orbit of an asteroid.
So it is possible. So we are already working on that very actively, and it is possible if that percentage goes up, you could change the trajectory.
Yes.
David Mastry, I tell you, if I didn't have you, I probably wouldn't understand science half as well as I do on this show. And I thank you so much. I think many people feel the same way. So you've definitely taken our anxiety levels down, I think, substantially. So thank you for that. That's a real win.
You can go outside now.
Excellent. I look forward to it. And David Mastry, thank you always for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.